away we go. It is a Getaway Friday as the sirens pass by here. Getaway Friday, June the 25th, 20—don't they know we're doing a show here? 2021, 17 and a half minutes past the hour, WWGH radio time. You know, one thing I want to mention, I was going to mention this during the show earlier before we get into the Family Feud here, but there is a certain type of tape that's called gaffer tape. G-A-F-F-E-R. Now, we use it a lot in radio because, to be honest with you, things might look high-tech in certain places, but it all comes down to what they call gaffer tape. And gaffer tape is what you're supposed to wrap all these wires in once you get a studio set up so the wires don't get bent and break and so on and so forth. Now, gaffer tape, if you ever hear somebody talking about gaffer tape, essentially it's just duct tape. Now, a lot of people just use the regular duct tape, but in radio and television, a lot of times they'll use the colorful colors now so people can see them and won't trip over them, and they kind of make a studio look a little better if you have green or yellow or bright orange. That's usually what they use. And I was thinking, you know, one thing this studio doesn't have is gaffer tape. Now, we have cords everywhere, and I'm thinking maybe we should get some gaffer tape. So, you know, one of my goals might be, we've done the tomato plant, is to get some bright orange or bright yellow or bright green neon colors that'll stick out, gaffer tape, to get all these wires put in the right place once and for all. So this could be something that will happen very, very soon. If I can get to the store. You know, my problem is I forget when I go in to buy this stuff. And I'm never going to charge anybody else. I never bill any, you know, buddy and say, oh, well, you owe me for this. No, I'm gaffer tape is not going to break me. What are we talking about? $10 for maybe three rolls? But I'm going to have to get some of this bright gaffer tape. Like I said, orange, green, yellow, so on and so forth. I just wanted to bring that up because a lot of times people bring up how studios look and so on and so forth. In radio and television, really what you're going for is just functional. Functional. And I don't know any studio that I've ever been in that didn't have gaffer tape everywhere. But in 7 years, I don't know if we have ever had gaffer tape here at WWGH Radio. So there you go. And remember, gaffer tape is just a highfalutin broadcast word for duct tape. And it's, you know, a lot of people say duck, D-U-C-K, duct, D-U-C-T. I'm not going to get in deep on that one. Want to get to the first Family Feud question here, because this might be one of the funniest Family Feud questions we have ever had. Are you ready for this one? Now, we've got 8 big answers here. Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. Now, think about that one. 8 big answers on the board here. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Now, that's a little bit, well, it's a thinker. But then again, really not, I guess. We'll see how good you are here. This is a fun, fun category. Go ahead, caller.
Donut?
Donut. Let's see here.
That's what Gordon Ramsay always says when people do stupid stuff and he's critiquing them. He'll say, oh, you donut.
No, is that really what he says? Because I've seen that show from time to time, and I don't remember Donut, but I remember
some... Yeah, he's always calling people a donut.
A donut. Well, you know, Donut is on the list, but it's number 7, so it's way down on the list.
Well, at least I made it on the list.
I couldn't believe I didn't hear anything back from you on fireworks this morning.
Oh, I was listening to all y'all. I just, that's not my thing. I couldn't care less one way or another. So, it's like, I wasn't going to call in if I didn't have something to... intelligent to add to the conversation.
No, nobody's ever shot me.
I embarrassed myself enough yesterday with the whole Punky Brewster. Oh, I used so much fun that I didn't know anything about Punky Brewster.
You know what? And you know, if she's out there listening, she hasn't picked up her elderberry jelly yet, Charlene. But you were listening to that whole show, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Now, when Charlene got on the air and I gave her a Punky Brewster question, and I don't know Charlene, I've never seen her, but don't you think she was Googling it? I thought about that last
night. You can't have asked me to throw Charlene under the bus.
Well, no, but do you remember how it happened? Because she said she had to walk out of the room.
Let's go ahead. Let's talk about Punky Brewster. Have you ever Googled her? What is her name in real life? That was so wild. What is it, like Soleil Moon Frye or something?
Soleil Moon Frye.
Who has a kid and says that's it, Soleil? We'll go with that.
Hippies.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. No, and Charlene, God, I love her because she listens at work, and I appreciate that. But, you know, that took so long to get the name Brandon for Punky Brewster's dog. To me, I don't know. I think some Googling might have went on there. It's just, you know, it's like the JFK conspiracy. Go ahead, caller.
Cookie.
Let's see here. You know what? No Cookie on the list.
No Cookie. Wow.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Thank you.
Bye-bye. No Cookie. Remember, it's named something in a bakery. A baker might call his wife. We've got Donut, number 7 on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about Cream Puff?
Cream Puff. Let's see here. No Cream Puff on the list.
Wow, far out.
I know.
Okay.
No Cream Puff on the list here today. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. We've got Donut at number 7. What else do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Sugar.
Sugar is number 6 on the list. You got it. Sugar clocks in here at number 6. So we got Sugar at number 6 and Donut at number 7. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. That's what we're looking for here. Let's go ahead with the call. Go ahead, caller.
What about honey bun?
Honey bun. Honey bun is the number 1 answer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Honey bun shows up at number 1. Well, it's honey/buns. So I don't know if it's honey buns, but it's honey/buns. So I guess it could be honey or buns, or honey buns, but that's the number 1 answer. 740-383-9944, name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. We've got honey at number 1, sugar, number 6, donut, number 7, but we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers still on the clock here. Go ahead, caller.
Muffin.
Muffin is number 5 on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Muffin shows up at number 5 on the list. All right, still 4 big answers left here. 740-383-9944. Something a baker might call his wife in the bakery. Go ahead, caller.
I got it. Cupcake.
Cupcake, number 4 on the list.
I knew it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Cupcake shows up at number 4 on the list. Now we're getting these. We've got honey, cupcake, muffin, sugar, donut. Still 3 answers left. We've got the number 2, 3, and 8 answers left here. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Still 3 answers left on the list. Honey, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut have all been taken. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. 3 answers left here. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are waiting for these answers to materialize this morning. If you were a baker, what might you call your wife in the bakery? Now remember, we've got donut, sugar, muffin, cupcake, and honey. Those have all been taken. But there are still three answers left here. Does anybody have them? 27 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers? You know, they're not... Think of a bakery. What might you call somebody in a bakery if they were your wife? A baker, name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Three answers left here. Does anybody have their thinking caps on this morning? 740-383-9944. 28 minutes past the hour. Well, we've hit a wall here, apparently, at 28 minutes past the hour. Honey, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut have all been taken. What are the remaining three answers? Does anybody know the remaining three answers right here on WWGH Radio? Let's see. Well, the phone's still working. Now, we had a barrage of answers there, and then everything hit the wall. There's still three left. If you were a baker, what would you call your wife? 740-383-9944. 29 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio time. Any guesses coming down the pike? Well, here comes a brave soul. Go ahead, caller.
Sweetie.
Sweetie, Sweetie, number three on the list. You got
it.
Sweetie shows up at number three on the list today. So now we're down to two answers. 740-383-9944. We've got honey, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut. Still two answers left on the list. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Well, that caller took a hike on us. Give us a call back. 740-383-9944. Well, maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Have you had cookie?
No cookie on the list.
Oh, there was a girl in my hometown. They called her Cookie. Okay.
Yep, okay. No cookie on the list today. We've got honey, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut. Still two answers left on the list here. Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. Go ahead, caller.
How about sweetie pie?
Sweetie pie. No sweetie pie on the list.
Okey-doke.
Sweetie pie does not show up on the list today. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Honey, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut have all been taken. Now we have got two answers left here. They are the number two answer on the list and the number eight answer. 31 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. Go ahead, caller.
One more guess. How about honey?
Honey. Honey was number one.
Oh, I must have missed that one.
Yep, we got honey.
Okay.
Thank you. Honey is the number one answer on our list here today. We've got honey, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about buttercup?
Buttercup. No buttercup on the list. Thank you. Bye-bye. Buttercup does not hit the list today. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. All right, is this one of the remaining two answers coming at us here? Go ahead, caller.
How about pumpkin?
Pumpkin. No pumpkin on the list. Pumpkin does not show up on the list today. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Now remember, we've got honey, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut. Two answers still remain on the board. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What might a baker call his wife? Anybody gonna sweep in here with these two final answers? One being the number two answer, one being the number eight answer. Are we gonna get it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember again, honey is one, sweetie is three, cupcake four, muffin five, sugar six, donut is seven. What are the two remaining answers here that we would love to get 33 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday? You know, this might have turned into a more difficult category than I thought. Hopefully we get into the next category. The next category is kind of interesting as well. Does anybody have these final two answers today? Honey, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut. Those are the answers we have. But there are two left. The category being, name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Go ahead, caller.
How about dumpling?
Dumpling. No dumpling on the list.
Okay.
No dumpling on the list today. Dumplings are good, though. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Pumpkin pie.
Not pumpkin pie.
All right.
No pumpkin pie on the list today. Name something in a bakery. Now remember, that's the category, in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Go ahead, caller.
How about sweet cake?
No sweet cake. Sweet cake does not make the list. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. 740-383-9944. Think of things in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Go ahead, caller.
How about cheesecake?
Not cheesecake.
Okay.
No cheesecake on the list today. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Again, two answers left on the board here today. Honey one, sweetie two, or three, sweetie's three. Cupcake was four, muffin was five, sugar was six, and donut was seven. But there are still two answers left on the board. Now again, think about the category here. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. So it's got to be something in a bakery. What are things in a bakery? 740-383-9944. 35 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Again, the category, name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Honey, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut have all been taken. What do we have left here? Go ahead, caller.
A fruitcake? Well, I got a roll, but I had to get that one in.
Thank you. I don't know if fruitcake is a compliment, but you never know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Honey, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, donut. Those are the answers I have. What answers do I not have at this particular point? Is anybody going to slide in here? I'd love to hear the answer. The two remaining answers here, 740-383-9944. Maybe we've blown everybody's mind this morning. We've just went beyond the bounds of reality with this one. Something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. All right, go ahead, caller.
Sweetie pie.
Sweetie pie. No sweetie pie. No sweetie pie on the list this morning. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Two answers left on the board here. We don't have either one of them. Remember the category, name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Honey, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut have all been taken. All right, go ahead, caller.
Brown sugar?
Not brown sugar. Brown sugar does not show up on the list today. What are we missing here? Something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Let's see here what's coming. Go ahead, caller.
Cinnamon?
Not cinnamon. That's a good one. Cinnamon does not show up on the list. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. This is where we are here, coming up on 39 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Marshmallow?
No marshmallow. Marshmallow does not show up on the list today. Something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Is anybody out there getting any ideas here? Something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Still two answers left. And we're coming up on 40 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Honey, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut have all been taken. What are the two remaining answers? Who's got their big thinking cap on out there this morning? Now, again, pay attention to the question. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Go ahead, caller.
Is it dumpling?
Not dumpling. Good guess, though. It is not dumpling. Something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. What do we got coming here? Go ahead, caller.
How about cream puff?
Not cream puff. No cream puff on the list today. Something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Does anybody know the answer here? Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Jelly roll.
Not, well, if he doesn't want his jaw wired shut, he might not caller. Thank you. Bye-bye. I don't know if you'd want to call your wife Jelly Roll in the bakery. 740-383-9944. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Oh, Lord. Go ahead, caller.
Flour.
Flour. Oh, that's a good one. Not on the list, but a good guess. Flour is not on the list. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. This is what we're looking for. And again, the question here is very important. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. 740-383-9944. Two items still remain on the list. 41 and a half minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Is it cookie?
Not cookie. Good guess, though. Not cookie today. Something that a baker might call his wife that's in a bakery. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. 740-383-9944. Still two answers left on the board here, and we've been stuck on these two answers for quite a while. Now remember, it's not honey, It's not sweetie. It's not cupcake. It's not muffin. It's not sugar. And it's not donut. We've got all those. We need the other two. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about sweet cakes?
Not sweet cakes. No sweet cakes here on the list today. Something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Category proving to be a little difficult here this morning on WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we go again. Go ahead, caller.
Caution, you're hot.
Caution? Now, you're married, right?
Yes.
Would you call your wife Jelly Roll?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, what do you think would happen?
Well, I was going to call in and say dough ball, but that one didn't sound good, so I went with caution, you're hot.
Now, would you say that to your... Now, that might work with... That could be a good line.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the oven.
Yeah, if you walked in the door tonight and looked at your wife and said, caution, you're hot.
I don't know. It don't really make sense, I guess, but who knows what'll happen.
No, I like it. I think it would work. I think you'd have a happy weekend.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Go for it.
I thought it might make the list.
But it's not. The tricky part to this list, in a bakery, I think, you know, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's why I kept thinking oven and all kinds of, like, rolling pins, but nothing sounded good.
Well, so anytime you want to guess anything official in a bakery, let me know.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we're looking for things in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. You know what? One might have snuck in there. Not as a guess, but in the conversation. How about that? There's a hint for you. 740-383-9944. One of these answers, I think, just snuck in to the last conversation we had there. What is it? Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got their thinking caps on now? All right, here we go. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Apple fritter.
Not apple fritter. Apple fritter is not the one. What snuck in our conversation before that one that actually is on the list? Does anybody know? This will be good thinking cap time. Go ahead, caller.
How about the dough ball?
Not dough ball. Good guess. Not the dough ball. Well, okay. I'll tell you, it's not dough ball, but think of that. Not dough ball. Go ahead, caller.
How about peanut?
Not peanut. That's good, though.
Peanut butter. How about butter? Peanut butter.
Not peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
No peanut butter. But I tell you what, we're getting close here. Now, zero in on where we are. It's not dough ball, but now think of that. That's very important to one of these answers. And also, there's another answer that snuck in there. Still, the final two here have pretty much almost been given without saying it. One was given flat out, but it's just not been said. Go ahead, caller.
How about honey pots?
Not honey pots. Now, one of the answers was basically given, but they didn't give it as an answer. They gave it as they were naming stuff off. And now think toward dough ball as you think toward the final two answers here. So we're honing in here. Go ahead, caller.
Sourdough.
Not sourdough. But think toward dough ball and sourdough as one of the remaining two answers on the list today. And then the other answer, as I say, was pretty much flat out given, but not as an answer. It was just given in naming some things. And remember the category again. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. And again, it's honey's gone, sweetie's gone, cupcake's gone, muffin's gone, sugar's gone, and donut is gone. But I will tell you, one does have to do with dough ball. It's not necessarily dough ball, but that's close. Sourdough, you know, that type of thing. And the other answer was pretty well given, but not as an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Dodo.
Dodo.
Like, yeah, like, these are, like, nice names, like Lenza, or is any of this mean stuff?
Well, both of these answers, I mean, I guess is their names you would call your wife.
Like, if you liked her, or
well, I don't, you know, to
is
be honest with you.
Is there domestic violence going on in this bakery?
Well, I don't know. Honestly, the one that really...
Oh, I'm not talking to you. You're never going to be married.
No, how did we get on marriage? I'm just trying... Now, wait a second. I'm just saying...
I got to find a married man.
I'm just saying that one of these answers has already been given in...
Oven?
Huh?
Oven?
Oven is number two.
What?
Oven is the number two answer on the list.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah. Now, see, think about that.
Oven? I've never... That doesn't make sense.
But I'm not sure if you should call your wife that.
In what context would you call someone an oven?
I don't know.
That's the craziest thing. Who comes up with this list?
Hey, you're hot as an oven. Is that it? I don't know.
But we have one answer left, huh?
One answer left, and it obviously would be the one that is similar to dough ball or sourdough.
Snowball?
Snowball?
Like, can't you get those, like, little hostess snowball
things? Oh, well, I guess so.
Okay.
Okay, hey, but you got oven.
Hey, there's that.
There you go. Thank you. Yes, oven was the number two answer. Now, I don't know why you'd call your wife an oven. I don't know what context that would be in. But it is the number two answer. But now we're down to our final answer here, and good thing, because we're at 50 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Pastry?
Not pastry. Pastry, a good guess, though. But again, we're in the dough ball sourdough type of category here for the final answer. 50 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Think of the word. There's a word there. Dough ball, sourdough. Think about it. Something in a bakery that a baker would call his wife. Something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. We've got honey, oven, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut. But there's still one answer left here that is evading us. Go ahead, caller.
Biscuit.
Not biscuit, but, you know, maybe.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. Maybe biscuit would pass. Now think, dough ball, sourdough, what's the commonality here? 740-383-9944. This is where we are here on a Friday, Getaway Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Cookie dough.
Not cookie dough. But again, we're in that category. Cookie dough, sourdough, dough ball. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
740-383-9944. Cream puff.
Not cream puff. Cream puff is not the answer here. All right. One answer remains. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Bread?
Bread?
Well, you said sourdough, and I'm thinking, what's the commonality, and that's bread,
well, it
bread.
Is, but, I mean, you have to, hey, bread, come on over here.
Well, hey, oven, get over here. I mean, that's Some of this is really off the wall.
I don't know. Not bread, though.
Okay.
Not bread. 7403839944. Hey, oven, get over here. That's right. That's exactly what you say if you're a baker working in a bakery and you want to impress your wife. Hey, oven, get over here. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Flour.
Not flour. Good guess, though. Not flour on the list today. Oh, boy. We've got an extra big order here. Somebody get the oven. Go back and get my oven. What can you do? Okay. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. 53 minutes past the hour. Only 7 minutes left to get this one. We've got honey. We've got oven. We've got sweetie. We've got cupcake. We've got muffin. We've got sugar. We've got donut. What is the final answer today? Go ahead, caller.
How about muffin?
Not muffin. Now, muffin was already guessed earlier on. Now, remember the answers again. Honey, oven, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut. Those have already been guessed, but there is one left on the list. 740-383-9944. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife 54 minutes past the hour. Now, again, I've told you, what have we guessed here? Dough ball, sourdough, it's in that vein, is where we need to be. Okay, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to call her pretzel.
Not pretzel, but that's a good guess.
All right,
no pretzel on the list today. No pretzel. 740-383-9944. All right, here comes another guest down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, is it sticky buns?
Not sticky buns. Good guess, though.
Okay, thanks.
Not sticky buns on the list. What answer are we going to pull out of the hat here today? 740-383-9944. Coming up on 55 minutes past the hour, WWGH radio time. We've got honey, oven, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. 740-383-9944. We're under 5 minutes now. 55 minutes past the hour. Is anybody going to get it here this morning? Now, the hints are sourdough, dough ball. What would it be? Something affectionate you would call your wife that's in a bakery. We're on the clock here. You're under five. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe he'd call her hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns. That's a good song on a piano.
Yes.
Not on the list, though. Good guess.
Yes.
Hot cross buns not on the list today. Has anybody ever had hot cross buns? I don't even know what they would taste like or where you get them. 740-383-9944. All right. Here comes the call. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bagel?
Not a bagel. No bagel on the list today. Still have one answer left on the list today. What will be this one answer? Under 4 minutes now. 56 minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio Time. What is the final answer? We've got honey, oven, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, donut. Go ahead, caller.
Baby cakes.
Not baby cakes. No baby cakes on the list today. Are we gonna get a winner here today? We are approaching the 3 minute mark. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Go ahead, caller.
Cinnamon dough.
Not cinnamon dough. Not cinnamon dough, but again, we are in that area. Think of the commonality there. Cinnamon dough, sourdough, dough ball. What are we hitting on here that has not been said? 740-383-9944. Under 3 minutes now. What do we got coming our way? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about dumpling?
Not dumpling. Not dumpling here this morning. We're under that 3 minute mark. Are we going to get this? 740-383-9944. We're really under that 3 minute mark at this particular point. All right, go ahead, caller.
I was going to say buttercup, but maybe that doesn't make sense.
Not buttercup.
Okay.
No buttercup today on this particular list. Final answer here. Sourdough, cinnamon roll, or whatever we have. You know, it's a dough ball, sourdough. Where are we here with this final answer? 2 minutes left to go. 2 minute warning. Go ahead, caller.
Sweet cakes.
Not sweet cakes. No sweet cakes on the list today. Under 2 minutes. 2 minute warning here. What is it? Sourdough, dough ball. What do we got? Think of the commonality in that. We're about at 1 minute now. 740-383-9944. Something you would call your wife that's in a bakery if you were a baker. 740-383-9944. Okay, we're going to have to give another hint here. We got a minute. Okay. It has to do with dough. It's not dough. You wouldn't call her dough, but what would you call her? Think about it. 740-383-9944. So there's the big hint. It has to do with dough. It's one word, but you wouldn't call your wife dough. What would you call her? Go ahead, caller.
Cookie dough.
Not cookie dough. Not cookie dough. It's one word. You wouldn't call her dough, but what would you call her if you were trying to be cutesy? You wouldn't call her dough. What would you call your wife? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeast.
Not yeast. Thank you. No, not yeast. You wouldn't call her dough, but what would you... Well, that about does it, doesn't it? What do you call her? It's not dough. It's not the singular, dough. What would you call your wife? 740-383-9944. It's one word, but it's not the singular word dough. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
Noodle?
Not noodle. Not noodle. It's okay. Dough is in it, but it's one word, but it's not dough. Okay? Hit me here, 740-383-9944. It's not dough. Dough is in it. It's one word. What is it? Oh, man, I don't know how I can give any more hints. Go ahead, caller.
How about dough girl?
Not dough girl. That's as good as oven.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not dough girl. It's one word. Dough is in it. Dough is in the one word, but you're not just calling her dough. What are you calling her? Hey, what? You know, like you would call somebody honey. You wouldn't call them dough. You might call them what? Go ahead, caller.
Dumpling.
Not dumpling.
Aw.
Not dumpling. Again, now think about this. You wouldn't call them honey. You would say honey, but not dough. You would say what? Go ahead, caller.
Roll?
Not roll. No. Dough is in the word. Dough. The word dough is in the word. It begins with a D. Now, you wouldn't say dough, hey, dough, and but you would call somebody honey, so you would say what? Not just dough, you would say, hey, what? Calling somebody a cute little name. 740-383-9944. I don't think we've ever worked this hard to get an answer. We've got honey, oven, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, donut. What is the elusive missing one here? Go ahead, caller.
Has a donut already been guessed?
Yep, donut's been guessed, but it's like that. Dough what?
Oh, boy.
Dough, you would call her dough.
Gee, what else is there with dough? Donut, dough, ball, I don't know.
One word here. It's dough. Now think of what, honey. Dough what? Honey, dough what? 740-383-9944. What would you call a cute name to call your wife if you worked in a bakery? Now, not honey, but dough what? Dough what? Okay, remember, not honey, dough what? Go ahead, caller.
Doughy.
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 Doughy?
Yeah.
Not Doughy. Thank you. No, yeah, that was Doughy Goodman. So, what do you think it is? It's not Doughy. Oh, man. Not Doughy. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Donny?
Not Donny.
Donny?
Dough.
Dough girl?
No. Like honey, but okay. Dough.
Oh,
like if you call somebody hun, you're adding what to the end to make honey?
Why? So doughy? Doughy.
Doughy. That's it.
Doughy?
Doughy. Doughy.
Oh my gosh.
We got
oh
there.
Oh my gosh.
Thank
Boy,
you.
We really racked our brains today.
Oh, we gave people headaches all over the town. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yes, what would you call if you were a baker and you worked in a bakery? What would you call your wife? Honey, oven, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, donut, and doughy. Doughy was it. Go ahead, caller. We're done. We're coming back here in just a few minutes.
Marion's First Lady of Radio, starting on air in 1941. Her last broadcast was in 2007 at the age of 97. She was the first winner of the Fashion Reporters Award New York